Then, suddenly, the world is calmer. Somehow the boat remains upright on the water. It spins. He hears the men scrabble for the oars, regain control, and his captor relaxes, breathes normally again. Exhausted and helpless, the boy slumps, his fight defeated. All is still now, all is quiet. The oars splash, the boat glides downriver, and soon the aroma of the countryside replaces the stench of the city. His clothes are soaked with river water, his stomach is empty, his body bruised and aching. As the man releases his hold, the boy slumps to the bottom of the boat. He lies unmoving, defeated and afraid. He sleeps. The world moves on. Much later, waking with a start, the boy hears low, dark whisperings. A thick Portuguese accent is answered by another, lighter and less certain. This time, when he blinks into the darkness, he notices a faint glimmer of light through the coarse weave of the blanket. He forces himself to lie still, knowing his life could depend on not moving. But his limbs are so cramped, he can resist no longer. He shifts, just a little, but it is too much. His kidnapper hauls him unceremoniously from the wet wooden planks. The boy's legs are like string. He stumbles as they snatch off his hood, and daylight rushes in, blinding bright. He blinks, screwing up his face, squinting at the swimming features before him, fighting for focus. He sees dark hair, a heavy beard, the glint of a golden earring, and recognition and relief flood through him. "Brampton!" he exclaims, his voice squeaking, his throat parched. "What the devil are you doing? Take me back at once." Brampton tugs at the boy's tethered arms, drawing him more gently now to the bench beside him. "I cannot. It is unsafe."
"Why?"
As his hands are untied, the boy rubs at each wrist in turn, frowning at the red wheels his bonds have left behind. He pushes Plantagenet bright hair from his eyes, his chin juts forward in outrage.
"If my father were here..."
"Well, he is not." Brampton's tone lacks respect, but the boy knows him for a brusque, uncourtly man.
"But where are you taking me? What is happening?"
"To safety. England is no longer the place for you." The boy swallows, his shadowed eyes threatening tears. Switching his gaze from one man to the other, he moistens his lips, bites his tongue, before trusting his breaking voice.
"Where is my brother? Where is Edward?"
Brampton narrows his eyes and looks across the misty river. He runs a huge, rough hand across his beard, grimaces before he replies. His words, when they come, spell out the lost cause of York.
"Dead, as would you be had I left you there.